name? What's wrong? Don't give me that. I know you well enough by now. Something's up. What is it? Come on, you know you can tell me anything. Well, can't be too bad. Your cock is hard. And you got your tablet out, so that has to mean you were watching porn. Or listening to porn. What? Did I catch you watching something ultra taboo that you don't want to admit to? You know you can tell me anything. I'm serious. What is it? Okay, you're freaking me out a little, babe. Give me the tablet, then. No, let me see. I'm not gonna judge you. Just let me see. Oh. Ugh. Shit. How did you find this? Well, it's not like I knew it was there. How did you know it was me? My birthmark. It's so tiny, you can barely see it in the video, babe. Yeah, I guess you do know every inch of my body. No, it's not something I wanted posted. Not that I'm mad about, I don't know, I just, God, how did you find this? It's from so many years ago. It popped up in your feed. How is that even possible? I guess I kind of owe you an explanation, huh? I know. I bet you're pretty shocked when you figured out it was me. But your cock is hard. And you don't look mad at me. Did you watch the whole thing, babe? Several times. You liked it, then? I mean, it was one of those unexpected sort of impulse crazy things that just happened. I've never told anyone about what happened, or that this cliff even exists, obviously. But I'll share it with you, babe, if you keep stroking your cock while I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that. Well, I was younger than I am now, obviously. I mean, fuck, look at my body in that video. You are so amazing. I look better now, huh? That's exactly why I'm with you, babe. Fuck. You're just everything I always wanted. Right, the story. So I was on vacation with my boyfriend at the time, and he said we should head out early to this beach he wanted to go to, and then it gets really crowded, and If we don't get there first thing, we wouldn't get a good spot. So even though I was tired and jet lagged and everything, we headed out, like, first light almost. And I was just so enamored with the scenery and the ocean. I guess I didn't even notice the sign that said it was a topless beach. And we settled in. It was beautiful. And I laid back and started reading my book. Maybe I read a page or two, and next thing I remember, I was asleep. I was so jet-lagged. I was lying on my stomach. I guess at some point, my boyfriend must have untied my bikini from my neck and my back. I didn't really notice when I woke up. I was kind of groggy, and I just rolled over onto my back. It took me a couple seconds before I realized my tits were out, and my bikini top was kind of halfway caught under me, and I was whispering to him, "Oh my god, my top!" And I was trying to get it from beneath me, and he helped me tug it out, and then just kind of held it in his hand and told me that I didn't need it. And I said, "What are you talking about?" That's when I looked around and I noticed that there were several women without their tops on. And he had this devilish look about him when he was up to something naughty. You have it too, but yours is so much sexier. I would never lie to you, babe. Your cock is much sexier too. Mm-hmm. Fox stroke it a little faster for me. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm licking my lips. You aren't bad, you know exactly why. Anyways, I wasn't sure I was comfortable laying there topless, but he made me look around at the other women that were topless, and he said I had the biggest, best tits on the beach. Would be unfair of me to hide them away. And he wasn't wrong. And I kind of liked the idea that some of the men were looking at me. Oh, yeah, it was pretty obvious. Men would walk along the beach and walk a little slower, look directly at me and my boyfriend on the towel while they walked by, just to get a good look at my tits, and then some of them would adjust their cocks right as they were walking by. So I kind of relaxed into it after a while, until I saw this guy with a camera, and he was kind of panning the beach until he kind of aimed it to where me and my boyfriend were laying down, and I could see him adjusting the focus, more than likely zooming in. And I told my boyfriend that I think that man's taking pictures or video. And he just shrugged and said it was kind of hot. I don't know, at the time, I guess I also kind of thought it was hot. I mean, what was he going to do with it? It was a beach. Everyone was topless. It didn't matter. The afternoon went on. I guess at one point, my boyfriend had gone to the little bar they have out there, and he got to talking to the man with the camera. I don't really know what was said, but he came back to our towel, and my boyfriend, that is, and he said that the guy with the camera was kind of a professional, and wouldn't it be hot if we had him come back to our room and take a couple pictures of us? Are you moaning, babe? You think this is hot, don't you? Especially since you know where it's going. Fuck, you're leaking, baby. Can I just take a little bit on my finger? You know I have to have a taste. I always have to have a taste. Oh, fuck. So it's obvious. That's what happened. It took a bit of convincing, but I eventually agreed. We got back to our room, and at first the pictures were just simple. Him and I kissing, making out, and then the photographer wanted pictures of my tits. Better pictures, and different poses, and different lighting, and my boyfriend liked that. This man telling me how to show off my tits for him. I could see my boyfriend's cock getting hard. Then the photographer wanted me to show him my pussy. And I was just worried that, you know, where would these shots end up? And he said they'd just be for us. Something we could have, the two of us could use as foreplay in future. I was still a little hesitant, but my boyfriend came up to me and started slowly undoing the ties on my hips of my bikini bottoms. And he was behind me, cupping my tits and sliding his hand down over my belly and between my legs. He started fingering my pussy right in front of the photographer. I could feel how hard he was against my ass. Then he led me to the bed. He took his swim trunks off, and he sat down on the edge of the bed. He put me on his lap and spread my thighs open. His cock was hard between them. And the photographer got in for a closer view of my pussy. My boyfriend slid his fingers down between my pussy lips and spread them open. As you saw in the clip, you're stroking too, babe. Oh, yeah. The photographer was rock hard, watching me be opened up for him. My boyfriend started fingering my pussy again, this time with me spread wide, kind of showing off how tight and wet I was for the camera. With his other hand, he was cupping one of my breasts and squeezing it. Really? You could tell that from the video. that I liked being exposed and finger fucked and filmed. I did really think it was hot. Then my boyfriend started sliding the head of his cock up and down between my pussy lips, getting it wet, then pushing a tip inside me, starting to fuck me. We didn't usually fuck in this position with my back to his chest, me just leaning on him, his cock pumping up into me. But looking back, it was the perfect position for the photographer to get the best shots of my body, my pussy. And he fucked me like that for a while, until the photographer mentioned that he hadn't really gotten many shots of my ass, especially on the beach. Then he bets I have a perfect ass. So my boyfriend slipped me off of his cock and he wriggled up onto the bed, laying back. And the photographer told me to crawl up between his legs as he kind of positioned himself in the room, getting me from all angles. And as I was crawling up between my boyfriend's legs, the photographer said, "You might as well suck his cock, don't you think?" "And you know, babe, your girl doesn't need any incentive to suck a dick." I was hungry for him by this time, kind of wriggling my ass for the camera, spreading myself open for him as I started sucking my boyfriend off. He was so turned on by me being so turned on, by us being recorded, basically making a porno that we didn't expect. He didn't last long. It came in my mouth. You saw him come in my mouth, didn't you, babe? You saw me swallowing his cum. Did you think that was hot? Your little slut gulping down that big load. Did you see some of it dripping back down on his cock? Did you see me lick it up? Do you want to come, babe? You can. You can check that cock faster and come for me. I like that you want to wait till the ultimate climax of the story. Because I do get dirtier. You know I do. After my boyfriend came, I thought the photographer would be packing up his equipment. He was doing something. My boyfriend and I were kind of cuddling and talking. But really, he was just setting up his tripod, trying to pick the perfect spot so he could just set it to record and get all the action, because he was just too turned on to walk away with that hard cock throbbing in his pants. And after he'd set everything up, he said that it was very unfair that I didn't get to come after putting on such a good show. My boyfriend knew exactly what he wanted. He whispered in my ear that he thinks the photographer wants to make me come. And I was surprised that he seemed excited about that. I didn't realize he was one of those rare guys that like to share. Like you, babe. It turned me on to think that this photographer was so hard. To know that I could get fucked by another cock right in front of my boyfriend. Right over my boyfriend. Because he pulled me on top of him and started kissing me. I guess he was kind of distracting me, thinking I would refuse. I wasn't going to refuse. I could hear the photographer getting undressed. I could feel the bed dip down as he climbed up between our spread legs. My body straddled on top of my boyfriend's. I felt his hands, my hips. I felt the head of his cock against my pussy. I watched my boyfriend's face as he started to push inside me. And my boyfriend started talking to me. Looking back, he always said that was the hottest part of the video. You think so too? I'm not surprised. He asked me if the photographer's cock was inside me. He asked me if I liked having this man's cock in me. He told me I was a slut for letting another man fuck me right on top of him. He made me tell him that I was a slut. That I loved getting fucked. That I'd take any cock in my hole. Did you hear me saying those things, babe? Did they make you want to come? I started moaning. I loved getting fucked like that. My boyfriend's cock was getting hard again. I was rubbing my clit up and down along the length of the back of his cock as the photographer was fucking me from behind, pounding my body onto my boyfriend's. My boyfriend asked me if I wanted his cum, if I wanted both of them, if I wanted to take two cocks, if I liked showing my tits off on the beach, if I liked knowing all those men were hard, if I liked being a cock tease, and if I was going to finally put out and let them both use my holes. That's when the photographer pulled out and I could feel him rub something wet on my ass. I don't know if it was spit or lube. Camera doesn't even catch it, but I felt so slutty, babe. It's not like I hadn't had my ass fucked before. And I knew the camera was picking up everything. And I told my boyfriend, yeah, that's exactly what I said. I want his cock in my ass. As I reached back and spread my ass cheeks open, and I don't know how, but later when he was editing it, he zoomed in so I could literally see the head of his cock close up, pushing against my tight hole, pushing up my ass. So my boyfriend slipped into my pussy. Oh, and they were both smothering me, the weight of the photographer on top of me, pounding up into my ass, my boyfriend trying to buck his hips up into me in the same rhythm, me moaning, my head thrown back in ecstasy, my pussy coming and coming and coming and coming. I am remembering right now how good it felt to come over and over like that. I came so fucking hard. I think you can even see me squirting on my boyfriend's cock in the video. You did see that, didn't you? Then when the photographer was about to come, he pulled out of my ass, told me to turn around and lay my face down under his cock, stick my tongue out, just like I was a real porn star, babe. That's what I felt like in that moment, opening my mouth, sticking my tongue out, watching him jack off over my face, grope my tits, spray his cum all over me. My boyfriend got up too on the other side, sprayed another load right on my face. Last few drops in my mouth. I felt so wrong, but so right. And as you know, I've fucked more than one man since then. Heck, I've fucked more than two guys at once since then, but there's always just something so hot about knowing it was being recorded, that I was putting on a show for the camera. And the photographer gave us his information. He said he'd hand over the video to us and thanked me for being such a good fuck. No. Actually, he wasn't the one that put the video online. He was quite reputable. Despite the fact that he started off taking random pictures of me at the beach, he did give us his only copy. I guess the thrill of getting a guy to convince his girlfriend to let the photographer fuck her was his ultimate goal. And he definitely got that with me, and then some. We fucked them a number of times, watching our own porn video. Then, of course, some shit went down. We had kind of a nasty breakup, babe. I demanded the porn clip back, and he gave it to me, but I didn't realize that he'd made his own copy. I guess I should be thankful that he blurred my face out in all the videos that he posted. At first it was just one random site, and I called him really pissed, and he felt bad about it and took it down, but by then it'd already been copied and saved to some other places, and there wasn't much I could do. The more of a stink I made, the more it would just get out there, and I didn't really think it was that hot or that important. No one could see my face anyways. I didn't think anyone would know it was me. I guess I should have known better, huh? My guy, my true guy, the one for me, he'd be able to tell his girl anywhere, right, babe? Yeah, that is you. I love you for it. And I love that you're not mad at me, then that's out there. Oh, that doesn't surprise me either. You know what else wouldn't surprise me, babe? If you wanted to start the video again and fuck me while you watch me getting fucked by those two guys. Oh, yeah. I want that. Fuck me, babe. Fuck me while we watch me being a little whore. Yeah, just like that. I'll get to the part where I talk dirty when he pushes in my ass. Yeah, there. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, it's so hot. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes. Oh. I'm being stuffed full of cock. Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck. I love being a porn star. Fuck, yeah. Yes. I'll let you take all the dirty pictures of me you want. And we can watch it. We can fuck like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get to him coming on my face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There, there, there. Oh, my God. Come on my face. Yes, 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 yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Picture me just like this. Yeah, look what you have started. I think we're gonna be watching that video a lot, babe. It's gonna be so much more fun watching it with you than him, too. Yes, always, babe.